Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, good morning and happy Monday, everyone. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vince Fennelli. And I want to thank Jason in Minnesota for engineering the broadcast. We really appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. And our guest today is Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, are you with us today?
I am here.
Awesome. How are you, sir?
Wonderful, thanks. Hope the same for you.
Oh, yeah. It's we didn't even have winter this year in Montana. We had like a week and a half of winter. It's crazy. It's 3 inches of snow was the most we had. We had about, a week and a half of cold temperatures, and the rest was 40s, 50s, 60s. Just insane. This is crazy. I got grasshoppers all over my southern slopes here, Dr. Shealy, just doing their thing this early in the year. It's crazy.
That is a remarkable. We've had a moderately cold winter. In fact, we're going to have a heavy frost tomorrow night and the next night.
Well, we're still having frost here and there, but the highs are just absolutely absurd. The lack of moisture, it's just... It just doesn't feel like winter or early spring at this point in time. But, Dr. Shealy, I have a ton of questions for you today. I know the whole world appreciates your expertise, your patriotism, your intelligence, your courage to say the truth when even medicine and healthcare has now been politicized. And...
Yes, it has.
Did I strike a vein right there?
Well, you just spoke the truth.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things when I'm on talk radio, especially on Tuesdays like tomorrow, I often stick up for the little guy, the bottom 93% of income earners. I explain the psyops behind everything, how we've been distracted, dumbed down, and divided. And when I say psyops, I mean the reset for this fascist, authoritarian, communist insurrection that's coming our way with loss of freedom and liberty, and they're using healthcare as one of the biggest psyops. Do you agree with that, the fact that the public has been becoming more dumbed down by the elite narrative?
Absolutely. Actually? The media has been, in my opinion, the evil empire for the last 75 years, and it's gotten even more so.
Yeah. As you know, I was in big pharma for over 20 years, and I saw how corrupt the system was and the individual companies were. That's one of the reasons that I say the things that I do as well. But, Dr. Shealy, I have a lot of questions for you. We want to talk about balances between prevention and treatment, maybe some home cures, maybe how do you define sickness? How do you examine a sick person? How do you take care of a sick person? Possibly healing without medicines, antibiotics, first aid in general, nutrition, prevention. I mean, there's just so much information, so many questions I have for you. And, of course, I want to discuss vaccines because that's the biggest concern on people's mind, talking about the PSYOP. But before we even go there, I do have a question to ask you, Dr. Shealy. Vince wanted me to ask you this regarding your latest research project regarding past life regression. And he announced that he, I think, would be part of the study. And he also wants to know if you need more people to sign up. And if you do, how should they go about it? And feel free to describe the study and what you hope to learn from it, Dr. Shealy.
Well, it's interesting because I have done past life therapy since 1972. I've done hundreds of them. And I've been invited to enter a contest to prove continuity of human consciousness after death. And to my personal opinion, past life therapy brings that out better than anything else imaginable. I've got, you know, just gobs of information already. However, I need about a dozen more cases to finish the 25,000 words I've got to write. And I am open to doing a, but it has to be done here. I don't like to do it over the phone or Zoom or whatever because I like to be with the patient in case they have a very serious emotional reaction, and they often do. But I can then, you know, get them through that and have a good result. But they would have to schedule it at no charge, and they have to do it in the next 2 or 3 weeks because I've got to get this written. But they could call 417-351-5221 and 5221 and get scheduled to do it here in Springfield, Missouri. Basically, I always like to give my favorite case in case people don't know what I'm talking about. A woman came in to see me with severe pain in both legs after being shot through the abdomen and spine. She was paralyzed, but she had a severe pain. I did a past life therapy session on her, and she gave the most remarkable account. It could be right out of the textbook of being Anne Boleyn, Henry VIII's wife, who went to the guillotine, right after the rolling of her head. Now, fortunately, I had recorded the session, and she didn't remember a word. She said that's the only person who's never remembered what they talked about. I played it back to her. She still didn't know what it meant. I said, okay, Lily, if it says to me you think your husband shot you. And she broke into tears. She said, well, I was told after I woke up, I shot myself. But the last thing I remember, we were having an argument. her pain was gone almost immediately once she understood the fact that her husband really had shot her. And apparently, rash didn't go away, but at least that was good. And I've seen people get cured of cancer that way, et cetera. So it's a major insight into what I call unfinished business from a previous life that sometimes comes up as karma in the current life.
Well, that's quite interesting. You know, sometimes people can be paranoid, hypochondriac, and believe that they're sick, and typically they are more sick than the average person because they worry too much. Some people are carrying guilt. Some people are, you know, they have to confirm the truth about what actually happened. And, you know, a lot of these truths really straighten people out, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It's gaining insight, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds very interesting. I'd like to hear the results after your study is concluded. I think a lot of people would be interested in that.
Well,
now, in something like that, Dr. Shealy, can you get, I mean, just to play devil's advocate before we move on to more information, do you think that getting enough objective data versus subjective data is going to be possible in a situation like that?
Well, sometimes you can get objective data. There are actually, Dr. Ian Stevenson at the University of Virginia published 3,000 cases, many of them children, where they could actually document the child's report of something that happened in a previous life. But, of course, most of my things you couldn't document. I mean, how could I document that she was Anne Boleyn? But the fact that she doesn't remember things she said and gives the that kind of historical account suggests that maybe she really was. We all, in my opinion, keep coming back until we get it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Shealy, I wish you the best of luck, and I'm going to be curious to see what the outcomes are. But moving on, I'm going to mention some articles here because most of the people that I speak to on the street or over the radio, they really are very curious about COVID and the vaccines, and they're very concerned, especially with, you know, leaked data coming out of the CDC where they're going to, part of the PSYOP is to make the vaccinated people fight against the unvaccinated people. But let me lead up to this with some articles here. Most published doctor in his field says the NIH is a total failure in COVID-19 response and allowed tens of thousands to die. And the NIH wasn't interested in treating COVID-19 until hospitalizations started mounting so they could basically get these increased numbers to manage the people through fear. And I've given plenty of articles about the NIH, the FDA, the CDC dropping the ball. And let me just move on to a few other articles here, and then I'll get your comment. The next article is 6,662 dead and 299,000+ injuries through April 10th regarding, and this is from the European database, and the CDC here in America recorded over 3,000 recorded deaths from the vaccine adverse event reporting system. And we all know some, I've read articles in the past, Dr. Shealy, where only maybe 5% of side effects and adverse events actually get to the package insert. And there's a whole list of deaths following vaccines from 2007 to 2020. And we actually have, just since December 1st of 2020 till April 13th of this month, we have over 3,000 deaths. So we have more deaths in just a few months from this vaccine than all the deaths combined since 2007. Now, when I talk, when I just mentioned right now between Europe and America regarding the CDC, that's over 10,000 recorded deaths. You know, let's talk about PSYOP and objective facts. If this was a mass shooting with these kind of numbers, we would have bought and paid for mercenaries coming into our houses, taking our BB guns and our butter knives. I mean, that's how crazy it is. And there's one article I've mentioned before, and I'm going to read just a couple of short sentences, Dr. Shealy. Please bear with me. One of the world's leading virologists and a strong proponent of vaccines is sounding the alarm on how the Wuhan coronavirus injections are going to trigger a global catastrophe of epic proportions. Dr. Geert van den Bosch, who has all these initials after his name, worked for a bunch of criminal outfits like GlaxoSmithKline, which, you know, one of the many articles I mentioned about them, how they accidentally released concentrated live polio virus in the environment. And, of course, the term accidentally is in quotes. He worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Global Alliance for Vaccines. He's got a heck of a resume. And he says that the administration of the Chinese virus vaccines is going to trigger a phenomenon known as viral immune escape, and that will transfer a quite harmless virus into an uncontrollable monster. He wrote an open letter to the World Health Organization urging the United Nations body to immediately halt all Chinese virus vaccination campaigns worldwide. And if this doesn't happen, more infectious viral variants will be already emerging and intensifying. And after this break, Dr. Shealy, I would love to hear your opinion about this immune escape and what you think it means. We'll be right back, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age.
Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. And this is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince Fennelly, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, right before the break, I gave several articles discussing several issues, including injuries and death. And what expert, I've quoted expert virologists like I just did from Dr. Geert Vandenbosch. I've quoted expert epidemiologists, many frontline physicians. This is very disturbing. What's your opinion of this expert, Dr. Geert Vandenbosch, with tons of initials after his name, talking about viral immune escape and how this basically could affect our antibodies, our immune system, and transform a, quote, I'm quoting, a quiet, harmless virus into an uncontrollable monster? What is your opinion on that, Dr. Shealy?
He's one of the few honest people. It's that simple. In my opinion, since the beginning of the fake epidemic, this entire thing has been planned by the evil empire, and this is part of the plan. They actually, I'm sure you know about the Committee of 300, they've been around since 1727, and their goal is to decimate the population of the Earth by 90%, with 1 or 2% controlling the other 10 or whatever percent slaves. That's the goal.
Oh. Well, it certainly looks like it's heading that way, and, you know, when you see articles like Big Tech murdering Americans by censoring safe and effective COVID-19 treatments, whether it be hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or vitamin D or zinc or vitamin C. I mean, they are really trying their best to eliminate nutrition information by. So when I said earlier in the class, Dr. Shilley, which is just a few minutes ago, referring to the public being distracted, dumbed down, and divided, and especially dumbed down in healthcare, in the healthcare arena, do you feel that that was an accurate statement?
Absolutely, right on target.
Okay. Well, I'm going to continue with more articles here, and I want to stick to the vaccines and this, you know, we can all decide later if it's a hoax, but I have some articles that I need you to investigate, too. Next article, healthy 43-year-old man experienced a blood clot, was left paralyzed on one side, unable to talk after a COVID-19 shot. Now, Dr. Shilley, I saw a follow-up to this article. A so-called expert that was bought and paid for by the establishment actually said that blood clots have nothing to do with basically heart disease or anything of that nature. I mean, to me, a blood clot not only can create heart attacks or strokes, I mean, there's a lot of implications. You just can't make some of this stuff up.
He sounds like a pimp for the establishment.
Yeah.
He needs to be shot.
You think he was wearing a pink suit and driving a pink Cadillac, too?
Well, that would be about his style.
Yeah.
If he's got that much courage.
Yeah, next article, Dr. Shilley, is talking about Dr. Fauci being exposed. The Washington Post columnist says that the Wuhan lab investigation would expose Dr. Fauci using U.S. taxpayer funding in with CCP biolabs. So basically the CDC has been working with the CCP, which of course is communist Chinese China, since the beginning of the COVID-19 scandal. And I don't know how these people are not arrested for sedition, for treason, for espionage, for racketeering. How is this? I know that's not a medical question.
Well, I don't know how. I call the CDC the Center for Death Control. That's how much I believe in it.
That's a great. That's what you'd be calling them. And the next article, spike proteins in Pfizer, Moderna, COVID vaccines linked to deadly blood clots and brain inflammation and heart attacks. There you go. Now, I've been reading a little bit about the spike proteins, Dr. Shilley, in these vaccines and how they could cross the blood-brain barrier and mutate a gene leading to ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, dementia, Alzheimer's, cancer, basically early degeneration of brain tissue, even causing mad cow disease. After the break, Dr. Shilley, I would like to hear your opinions on the vaccines, spike proteins, and the blood barrier. We'll be right back, folks.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in Texas say two people were killed when a driverless Tesla with no one in the driver's seat crashed into a tree and burst into flames. The cause of the crash, which happened about 9 p.m. local time in Spring, Texas, near Houston, is under investigation. First responders had to use nearly 30,000 gallons of water over 4 hours to put out the fire, as the Tesla battery kept reigniting. Authorities tried to contact Tesla for advice putting out the fire. It was not clear if they received any response. Staying in Texas, Austin, Texas police identify Stephen Broderick, a former Travis County Sheriff's Detective, as the man wanted for allegedly killing at least 3 people near an apartment complex in northwest Austin, Texas. The detective is also accused of raping a 16-year-old girl last June. The Austin Police Department said the suspect was still on the run early Monday and is considered armed and dangerous. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Launching a helicopter is no big deal, as the technology's been around for decades. Launching a helicopter on Mars is a whole different story. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
NASA's Ingenuity helicopter is set to attempt to take flight on the surface of Mars on Monday. The vehicle's first flight has been delayed twice as engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab completed extra tests on the helicopter. Should Monday's test be a success, it would be the first time that a human-controlled vehicle took flight on the surface of another planet. Former astronaut Jose Hernandez says it would be an incredible technical achievement. He tells Fox News about the difficulties of flying through the Martian atmosphere.
And you know, the amazing feat of all this is that Mars only has 1% of the volume of atmosphere that the planet has, that our planet has. Now, it's partially offset by the fact that the gravitational pull of Mars is 37% of the Earth, but this is why you need, for a little 4-pound helicopter, you need a 4-foot wingspan and rotational speed of about 4,200 RPMs to get that lift capability on that planet.
Perseverance and Ingenuity landed together inside Mars' 28-mile-wide Jezero crater on February 18th. A majority of Americans want to end lifetime appointments for U.S. Supreme Court justices. According to a Reuters poll, less than half are in favor of other efforts to reform the judiciary. The National Opinion Poll conducted on Thursday and Friday found that 63% of adults supported term limits or age limits for Supreme Court justices. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the class, everyone. Rich Heben sitting in for Vince Finelli. And I am interviewing Dr. Norm Shealy today. And we really have to, one of the big reasons I mention a lot of these articles is to make people realize how we've been duped, we've been played, we're being used, because we don't even know these days if it's science or PSYOP, because everybody's bought and paid for, especially in our institutions. I mean, here they're closing schools, closing businesses, closing restaurants, but yet they can somehow validate opening up borders for millions of unvetted people with any disease, calling them replacement immigration, while the people are, who are proponents of these vaccines that are not FDA approved, that are experimental, and the same people who are proponents are calling for depopulation. You can't make this stuff up. Now, Dr. Shealy, we use the term already objective versus subjective already this morning, and one objective fact that just came out was that 7 California universities could not detect COVID. Basically, there was like 1,500 plus people in this sample study, and even the CDC could not give them valid test samples. It turned out that every one of these samples, these people, had influenza A and some influenza B. So now these 7 California universities are suing the CDC for fraud. You can't make this stuff up. So if they can't isolate the virus, Dr. Shealy, and here we have, you know, they're closing down schools, businesses, restaurants, especially small businesses for this fascist big corporate takeover that's happening, but yet they're opening the borders to millions of unvetted people where murder, suicide, rape is going through the roof. How can, when you hear about this study about 7 universities, what do you think as a physician, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I think the thing I've taught for the last 14 months, the entire thing is fake. Evil, fake. It's that simple.
Yeah. And anybody who's been doing any reading and research, Dr. Shealy, can see that that is the case. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the so-called experimental vaccines is not just terminology used by the alternative media. It's used by a lot of credible people, as like yourself, for all frontline doctors, many, many physicians and epidemiologists and virologists and big pharma whistleblowers. But I've also read that life insurance companies, if you die and you've taken this vaccine, your life insurance is null and void. Think about that.
I haven't heard that one before. I'm not surprised. The entire thing is such awful fakery. I mean, of course, my favorite statement about this, you have to shoot me with a gun to get the vaccine in my body.
Yeah, and well, they're talking, I think it's happening in California right now. That's why there's such a mass exodus out of these blue Democrat states and cities, that they're talking about, if they haven't started it, having these police forces that come to your house and force a vaccine on you.
Well, they're going to have to force, you know, they're going to have to force me with a gun. And I won't pick just the gun. They got to shoot it at me.
Right. It's amazing to me, Dr. Shealy, how Big Pharma pulled off liability immunity when everything against the Nuremberg Code, the Geneva Convention, the Hippocratic Oath, says that what they're doing is illegal. You know, it's amazing. Even Bill Maher, who's a left-wing proponent, I'm going to be nice here, he even talks about hoaxing and panic porn and things like that. And there was another video where Denmark was coming out to ban the vaccine, and one of the top health officials who just took the vaccine, she was at the podium, and she fainted on air talking to everybody after taking the vaccine during the press conference. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up.
No. I don't call them the pharmacomafia for nothing.
Yeah. Well, there's articles right now, Barron's Pfizer and Moderna vaccines about as likely to trigger blood clots as the AstraZeneca vaccines as well. And they're also COVID-19 nasal swabs may be causing meningitis infections. I've heard that there's some type of nanotechnology particles in the swabs. I've read articles on that. What's your opinion on that? And tell the people what meningitis is and how deadly it is, Dr. Shealy.
Well, meningitis is an infection that it can affect, of course, the brain especially, but the entire nervous system from the top of the brain to the bottom of the spinal canal. And it's an infection. It can be bacterial or viral. but it can often be fatal.
Yeah, well, like I mentioned earlier about crossing the blood-brain barrier, as I mentioned right before the last break, this mutating gene is leading to ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's dementia, Alzheimer's, cancer, basically a lot of early degenerative brain tissue and neurological disease. Can you talk about that, Dr. Shuey?
Well, the brain is very sensitive, if you will. That's why we have this thing called the blood-brain barrier. It normally keeps out things that are, you know, going to damage it. But it can be broken easily when the immune system is damaged. You know, I put the immune system equal to the brain in affecting every aspect in your entire body, top to bottom. And obviously the heart does too, the liver does to some extent, but nothing is as complete in control as the brain and the immune system.
Well, this is very disturbing when physicians come out and they say this mutating gene can lead to ALS, dementia, Alzheimer's, or cancer. This is very disturbing. And even an expert cardiologist warns that it could cause mad cow disease. Can you explain to the people what that is, Dr. Shuey?
That's called prions. It's some kind of odd destruction, if you will, that occurs from certain diseases in cattle, very rare, ordinarily, and they actually can literally destroy the brain.
Mm-hmm. You know, next article right here is just one day of bad air can negatively affect children's health, caution scientists. See, a lot of this information gets purged. I can't tell you how many lists I've given just about masks, psychological disorders, physiological disorders, very long list, hypercapnia, hypoxia. It's amazing how they're getting away with this stuff, Dr. Shuey. This should be illegal. These people should be arrested. And we all know it's for submissive conformity to make sure that the people don't talk to one another. That's why I've mentioned so many articles on the air where the signs say, look down on the ground. Don't look at people in the eye. Don't talk to them. This is all part of the authoritarian, totalitarian, communist insurrection psyop that is happening in front of our eyes. Dr. Shuey, any comments?
Right on.
Yeah.
We're just telling the truth.
Yeah. And now chipped smart masks are traceable and trackable, are the ultimate globalist control medication. There it is. See, it's all about the consolidation of power, money, and control. Wouldn't you agree, Dr. Shuey?
Absolutely. The evil empire, what I call it.
Yeah. And even CNN, they had this director who got caught on video, and they basically mentioned a lot of things on how, the network typed COVID-19 death totals to drive up ratings, and they admit that the art of manipulation to change the world, and they only allow people on the air who take the bait. I'm reading these articles. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm going to discuss them in a little more detail tomorrow. And they even talk about social media influencer admits being offered money to promote vaccines. You can't make this stuff up. It's so, even toxic chemicals in plastic waste migrating into food and harming soil. A lot of experts warn, the immune system deals with inflammation, allergies, circulation, infection, detoxification, cancers, and tumors, Dr. Shuey. When we have toxic chemicals in our waste, in our water, in our food, never mind the estrogen imitators in plastic, tell the people how damaging that could be.
Well, in my opinion, the world has never been the same for the last 75 or almost 100 years. That was the beginning of toxicity, and it goes from pesticides to herbicides, but fluoride, all of these are poison, period. And now, for instance, the normal average a human adult needs marked increases in D3, vitamin B complex, and vitamin C just to stay healthy despite the toxicity. We to 20 times as much B-complex as we did 50 years ago.
Wow. Wow. The Scientific American basically said, and CNN, basically this hidden interview by Veritas admitted that their job right now, next, after fear-mongering and doing panic porn with this COVID, now they're going to hype up climate emergency, and they've admitted this on tape. Do you think the American people, now knowing this, they're going to fall for this, Dr. Shilley?
Unfortunately, I think a majority will.
Wow.
Remember, Rich, one of my favorite statements for the last 20 years is only 2.5% of Americans are smart enough to be alive. That's because 97.5% of Americans are missing 1 to 5 absolutely essential health habits. That's why the average American, even before this, died at 79 instead of 100, because of sloppy health habits.
Wow. Next article, Dr. Shilley. The Pentagon has developed an implantable COVID microchip, a blood surveillance system used to control people. We've talked about nanotechnology in our food, tracking food basically from the farm to the fork, and obviously doing this in medicines. It's pretty obvious, you know, along with the vaccine passports, this is one of the main objectives of their agenda. To me, I can't explain, Dr. Shilley. I know you just got done talking about how stupid people are, and nobody on this program, in this class, would disagree with you. But when you read things like this, that the powers that be are literally developing implantable COVID microchips in our blood as a surveillance system to control people, can you please explain to me how anybody in the world would want to take this vaccine?
I cannot understand anybody who's got an IQ of 80 or above would accept this vaccine. I mean, to me, it is utter stupidity.
Yeah. Next article, Oregon passing a law making mask wearing and social distancing permanent. Permanent. Did you hear that word? Permanent. And the FDA is caught buying fresh flesh of aborted babies. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, everyone. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vince Finelli, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, you know, it's common knowledge that the even the flu vaccine back in the day contained things like, and this is admitted, like MSG, mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, lots of potent neurotoxic chemicals, heavy metals. You know, now you can't make this stuff up. Flesh of aborted babies. I mean, do people read and research anymore, Dr. Shealy? I mean, what would make anybody want to take this kind of stuff when we're already ingesting so many chemicals, biological agents, fluoride, chlorine, MSG, aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners by the dozens designed to be addictive, propylene glycol. Why are people ingesting knowingly synthetic, artificial, refined, processed foods, and I use that in quotes, knowing what's in these products, Dr. Shealy?
It's called brainwashing. They've been, quote, brainwashed, or they're too stupid to pay attention. You know, the two together affect a huge percentage. I mean, look, I went to McDonald's in 1962. I took one bite. I spit it out, threw it away, and I've never been back. That's what I think of fast food restaurants. Now, that's just part of the nonsense. 45% of all the food in this country comes from in the last decade come from fast food restaurants. But in the grocery store, 80% of what's there is junk.
Yeah. You know, that bite you took in 1962 is probably still there. Dr. Shealy, just a couple more about the vaccine, and then at the second hour, I'm going to drill you for general medical questions, nutritional questions for the second hour. I have an article here in front of me. India collapses. Doctors are going on strike. Who knows if this is true? They're saying this COVID is now turning into a variant. Do you think it's possible that the powers that be are creating more potent bioweapons and blaming it on COVID, blaming it on people to make more divide and conquer strategies, to dumb more people down, to depopulate? Do you think this is possible, Dr. Shilley?
Absolutely. Tells you what I've thought of government for the last 70 years. Since age 16, I've felt that government is part of the evil empire.
Yeah. And to show you the credibility behind some of these institutions like the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, you're going to love this article. I hope you're sitting down for this, Dr. Shilley. The CDC goes full anti-science by declaring that racism is the worst public health threat than COVID. How does anybody in the world look at this institution with any ounce of authority, credibility, or validity, Dr. Shilley?
No way. You can't have an IQ of 80 or above and believe any of this nonsense.
You know, in San Francisco, there's twice as many drug overdoses than the so-called COVID numbers as far as mortality. If you throw in morbidity, forget about it. You know, it's gotten to the point where, oh, here's an article for you, Dr. Shilley. We're heading into the break fairly shortly here, but I wanted to share this article with you. The New York Post, the cult globalist, criticized for interviewing consensual incest discrimination advocates who claim they should have the same rights as gay people. Could you please explain to the people of America and the people around the world who are listening to this broadcast right now, Dr. Shilley, what are the consequences of incest?
Well, consequences are, of course, sexual transmitted diseases and, of course, all kinds of genetic abnormalities. At the very least, but not to mention horrible, life-threatening brain emotional damage.
Sounds like a formula for depopulation, doesn't it?
Part of the same nonsense.
Yeah. Wow. You know, regarding gluten intolerance, Dr. Shilley, a lot of people talk about it. You know, there's hundreds of geoengineered proteins out there, you know, especially with our grains that doesn't they're manipulated to increase shelf life. The body can't digest a lot of these fake, phony nutrients. What do you have to say about that?
I don't eat bread and haven't for almost 16 years. I don't eat spaghetti. I avoid.
Okay, Dr. Shilley, we'll be back after the top of the hour break for hour number two. Please stay with us, folks, and I'm going to pick Dr. Shilley's brain. Generally speaking about medical information, we'll be right back. Appreciate you. Thank you.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.